From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A mass murder in California leaves questions about possible terrorism. Authorities Thursday are trying to learn why a couple left behind their infant daughter and carried out a shooting rampage that left 14 people dead and seriously wounded more than a dozen others in one of the U.S.'s worst mass shootings. Pair was killed in a shootout with police hours after they carried out their precision assault. The possible motive for the attack included workplace violence or terrorism. Wednesday's shooting happened at a social services center for the disabled, where the suspect's colleagues with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health were renting space for a celebration. It was the nation's deadliest mass shooting since the attack at a school in Newtown, Connecticut 3 years ago that left 26 children and adults dead. The San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan identified one dead suspect as Syed Rizwan Farouk. He's 28. The other, Tashfeen Malik, 27, his wife or his fiancée. Burguan said Farouk was born in the United States. The chief said he did not know Malik's background. The police chief said they came prepared to do what they did as if they were on a mission. FBI spokesman David Bowditch asked his own follow-up question.
I know one of the big questions that will come up repeatedly is this terrorism? And I am still not willing to say that we know that for sure. We are definitely making some movements that it is a possibility. We are making some adjustments to our investigation. It is a possibility, but we don't know that yet.
The couple had dropped off their six-month-old daughter with relatives Wednesday morning, saying they had a doctor's appointment to attend. This is VOA News. Russian President